Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bob Bly's here, too. Robert W. Bly has been joining us for more than 10 years to share his ideas on how to put our best foot forward in the marketplace. He's written all the books on the topic, including Foolproof Marketing, one of the first books we ever talked about. But he's written, I don't know how many more, a few dozen more since then. He also a time management book called Make Every Second Count. He's here to talk to us today about a couple of very interesting things. Bob Bly, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, as always, for having me. It's a great way to start the morning.
Good to have you here. And, you know, folks, Bob Bly has forgotten more about digital publishing than most people will know. And, Bob, I want to thank you for your leadership in that area.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying that.
Okay, so I was telling the audience before you got here, Bob, that back in the 90s, just, you know, about the time you and I kind of started talking to each other, late 90s, everybody was chasing eyeballs. How many eyeballs did you get to your site? And then a few people, including me, started saying, wait a minute, what's wrong with content? And somebody else, not me, I used it, but somebody else coined the term, content is king. Content is not, if it wasn't king, it was going to be king. And content has continued to hold the headlines all this, you know, ever since then. But you have a different take on content. You have another question you want to ask, don't you?
Well, there's a different take, and I am currently writing a book. I wrote in, I don't know if you've seen it, in the 80s, The Copywriter's Handbook.
Yes, I have a copy.
Which is sort of, and I don't want to pat my own back, but
oh, go ahead.
A lot of people say it's the standard work in the field. David Ogilvy said everybody in marketing should read it.
Yep.
So now I'm writing, as we speak, or as soon as we're done speaking, The Content Marketing Handbook. And when people hear that, they say, so you agree now that content has taken over. But I don't agree. Content is a very powerful marketing technique, but it's just a technique, and copywriting is still king. Copywriting is still king. Content marketing is maybe the bishop or the duke.
Tell us the difference.
I always find it's easier to explain it with an example. Yesterday, I was writing a promotion, a sales letter, to sell a health newsletter. And so I had a bullet in my copy. So I had to write, I wanted to write about this interesting article he had written about eating fruit and preventing cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So if I had written, bullet, eating apples may help prevent cancer, that is content.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason it's content is that it gives you information.
It's informational, yeah. It's informational, and it could be a little bit editorial.
Yes, but it is editorial. But I didn't write that. I wrote, bullet, this delicious fruit you find you already have in your refrigerator may prevent cancer.
Mm-hmm.
That is copy.
Yeah, what's that's copy. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. And copy is what sells. Actually, what got me the idea to write.
Now you're not saying one is better than the other because they each have their place.
Each have
their position. But you're saying make sure you use content when it should be used and copy when it should be used.
Right. Content is great for a lot of things. But as I say and I'm reading from my manuscript from my book, content really stinks at closing sales and getting the order. And that's
right.
Where content writing shines.
Content typically doesn't have a call to action.
Content doesn't have a call to action. And the problem I have today is, and I hate to be age discriminatory, is that young and ignorant marketers think what I do, advertising, copywriting is dead, and that it's all about content. What actually prompted me to write the book is here's something I took off of marketing, a blog, or forum, which maybe you're even on. It's this woman, GR, wrote, Bob, in today's market, stay away from the old-fashioned advertising that you do. Advertising does not work. Your copywriting is finished. If you want to sell, you must write content, not advertising. Customers respond to content. They hate advertising. And I wrote back to her on the forum, GR, you could not be more wrong. The depth of your ignorance is truly astounding.
You know, what I've always loved about you, Bob, is you're a master at winning friends and influencing people. I love that about you. But you may be the only, the only person who's a bigger curmudgeon than I am. But anyway, Bob, the thing is, it seems to me, and folks, the reason we're having this discussion is because this is the stuff that you're putting up on your website. This is what you're putting in your blog. This is what you're putting in your ads. You have to make a decision when you're hiring somebody to provide you with information, content, or copy. You need to know what you're paying for. You need to know what you should be buying, right, Bob? If somebody's writing for you, they should be asking you, what do you want this to do, right, Bob?
Yeah, they should be asking you the question, as I phrase it, what's your marketing objective? Do you want to give people something pleasant to read that they'll enjoy,
right,
or educate them, or as Ross or Reeves used to say, do you want the cash register to ring?
Mm-hmm. Well, Bob, there's one thing. Let me bring this back to something that I've been working on lately, and it's in my new book, The Age of the Customer. I say that today, when you're trying to cultivate, when you're trying to nurture a relationship, that is the time to talk about content, to provide
content. Content is the ultimate.
Because that is the nurturing, informational, get-to-know-you, values-based connection. But then when you get farther along, now that you've gotten through what I call the relevance firewall, and the customer is now attracted to you, the prospect is attracted to you, now you're converting over to proposals. You're converting over to demonstrations.
You're converting over to
closing language, call to action language, and now you need to convert from content more to copy, right?
You have identified the problem. The content marketing is very effective for follow-up. In the old days, before people knew to use content marketing, follow-up was basically pestering people.
Right.
And they hated it.
And
now we do it content-based, so there's always something of value. But there has to be a time where you have to do you-know-what or get off the pot. You have to stop. You know, sending content is warm and fuzzy, but then you have to say to the guy, okay, put on your big boy pants, let's sit down and let me sell you something.
Exactly, and the other thing, Bob, is that your person that you made a new friend with, by the way, the lady, she's thinking about the 20th century way that marketers treated everybody, and that was always in your face with copy, never with content. I think that's what she's responding to. What do you think?
Yes, and now to quibble slightly, yeah, you're right what you say, but there were exceptions. There were content.
But the Madison Avenue model was not about content.
The Madison Avenue model was
copy.
Pure copy.
Manipulative copy. So
yeah, it was manipulative.
Okay, folks, that was a great discussion with our good friend Bob Bly, and it's something to think about. What do you want? What do you want this to accomplish when you write it or buy it? Words that somebody writes for you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.